Silence Montaigne crashed through the back door of the way stop, hauling a desiccated body behind her. She stumbled into the kitchen, barely able to walk, and dropped the silver-tipped bolt from a withered hand. Her skin continued to pull tight, her body shriveling. She had not been able to avoid withering, not when fighting so many shades. The crossbow bolt had merely cleared a path, allowing her to push forward in a last frantic charge. She could barely see. Tears streamed from her clouded eyes. Even with the tears, her eyes felt as dry as if she had been standing in the wind for an hour while holding them wide open. Her lids refused to blink and she couldn't move her lips. She had powder, didn't she? Thought, mind, what? She moved without thought. Jar on the windowsill, in case of broken circle. She unscrewed the lid with fingers like sticks, seeing them horrified a distant part of her mind. Dying. I'm dying. She dunked the jar of silver powder in the water cistern and pulled it out, then stumbled to William Ann. She fell to her knees beside the girl, spilling much of the water. The rest she dumped on her daughter's face with a shaking arm. Please, please. Darkness.